our group recently discussed forgiveness. In that discussion, the topic of forgiving the affair partner came up. And various people indicated the difficulty with being able to do that. I actually had never thought of needing to forgive my wife's affair partner. I see my forgiveness needing to be towards her because it was her actions that hurt me, or caused me hurt. I've spent very little time even thinking about the APs, even because maybe because it was a delay of years in me finding out about both separate affairs. It just seems so far removed, and in neither case did I really know them face to face, name, etc., nor were they emotionally or long-term affairs. So, just how important is it to forgive, to offer forgiveness when I don't even think of them except abstractly through my wife's actions? Super question. Thank you very much for that one. So, I don't think it's necessarily relevant, and it really depends on the particular situation. I think that in reality, we only have to forgive those places where really there's an offense. If that affair partner is living rent-free in your head, and you're thinking about them all the time, and there's bitterness, and you want to, you're vengeful, and you want to extract something from them, and all of that, and you know, they're, if it's, you know, at that point, and it's personal, I think there's probably something to forgive. If, on the other hand, like you just mentioned, it's not something that really bothers you, you don't think about it, I think that it may not be kind of that conscious act of needing to forgive. To me, the point that's important as we go through this thing, however, is that whole concept in my mind, I want to live in peace, which means that ultimately I always try to extend that vertical forgiveness to everyone. I mean, every day I do pray that prayer. You know, God, thank you that I never have a right to be offended by anyone. And it's not that people deserve my releasing them, but I release people so that I can have peace and live my life. I don't want to live in a place where every time I think of someone, and this is where I know that I need to consciously begin to try and let them go, where I hold resentments, and every time they come into my mind, you know, I surrender my peace and I immediately begin thinking about how I'm going to inflict pain or what I'm going to do to them or how I'm going to get Uncle Guido to come down and pop them upside the head. When that sort of thing is there, you know, the whole thing of still needing some sort of justice or whatever, I know that, that I still am holding that offense and I haven't been able to release it. So, and remember in the forgiveness discussion, there's two types of forgiveness. There's a vertical forgiveness and there's a horizontal forgiveness. I don't know that anyone, except under certain circumstances, would have that horizontal forgiveness or what we would call reconciliation or maintaining relationship or re-entering relationship with that person. And there would have to be several things on their part before that happened. The vertical forgiveness, you know, as Christ's example was, you know, the Father forgive them, they just don't know what they're doing. That one I try to extend to all people. But that forgiveness is a gift I give myself. It has nothing to do really with that other person. It's my release of them for my sanity and my ability to live and be who I think and who I know I am. So I hope that gives you a little bit of an idea. And it sounded to me in this question, the way you wrote it, that you really don't have, you're not holding an offense against them. You know, you've let them go. You're not needing to do something against them. So that would be the proper type of, I think that would be the proper attitude that you've got. And so it's not something that everyone has to do either.